We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma Daf Lama Vav Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the two dots on top of Lama Vav Amud Aleph. Hoyu Shneim Shal Ish Echad, Shneim Chayavim. The halach is that if they're both belong to one person, and you don't know which one damaged, they're both chay, which means like this, that if Reuven and Shimon's shor is running after Levi's shor, you know which one's which, we say, he doesn't collect anything, because he doesn't know which one's shor damaged. But if it's both Reuven's shvarim, the law is, he can tell Reuven, one of your shvarim damaged, but you have to pay me. They're both chay. Now, losh shneim chayavim shver. One is chay of manoshach, not both of them. Omli ravam prazikul ravashi, Shema mino shvarim tamim shaziku rotz mezeh goyve, rotz mezeh goyve. You see from here that when you have two shvarim tamim that were mazik, one of the shvarim tamim mazik, you can collect from each one, which is a pella. Why should you be able to collect from each one? It l'chayra, only one of them is chayiv. If both of them are front of you, you could. But let's say one of them gets lost, you shouldn't be able to collect anyone. It's a pella. It's like a kasha. Shvami no shvarm tam shziku rotz mizegayva. What's happens? Only one of them is chayiv. So we're talking about the mu'adim. And really, yichayiv nezik shalom. That's the case here. Yichayiv nezik shalom. And shneim chayiv means because the way it works is that if someone has property, I collect from any property you have. So I collect from either shor. I collect from your bike also. So for tomorrow, if that's the case, even mu'adim, maybe a seifa. What's in the seifa? Oh, yeah, echa gadol v'echa katan. Hanizikom a gadol hizik. The Nizik says it was the big one. We said in this mamish case, one was a god, one was a katan. The Nizik saying it was the god. Mazikam alekiel a katan. Hizik. I'm waiting for Mechavel Raya. If we're talking about Mu'adim, we're going to that case. The Shteim Shel Shechad. If the Mu'adim, who cares which one's the big one, small one? My Nafgalamino, which one damaged? Soiv. The made Turi Ma'aliyah Shtuma. You have to pay Ma'aliyah. You have to pay from your own money. So what's the difference? Which one damaged? It's clear that we're talking about a tam. Malay safer but tam reish mu'adim. It means like this. In my shteim shvachach shneim chayavim talking about mu'ad. Hoya ech god v'chakot talking about tam. That's what we're saying. Amalei v'acha sabal ravashi even mu'adim. It's tam on your whole pshat. If talking about mu'adim, what's lashon chayavim? Sounds like shneim chayavim means the animals themselves are chay. Chiyav gavrim v'yalei. It's a chiyav on the gavra, not on the shor. What's chayavim? It sounds like the shor is chayav to pay on the shor. Chiyav gavrim v'yalei. Vesu, my shneim. What's lashon shneim chayovim? It's the gavra's chayiv. Nothing to do with the shor. What's shneim chayovim? So I don't like the whole pshat of mu'adim. Elo lo'olam betam. We're talking about a tam, and then everything's good. We're talking about a tam. The question was: you're telling me that both they're tamim, you collect from both of them. What's happens? So what about Rabbi Kivi? Dama shutim lenu. And this is how you read it: the time of the isla tavayu. The only reason why you could collect is because they're both here. I can't push you away. If they're both not here, zil if one of them died, is not here anymore, I could tell you, bring a raya, this shar is your shar, and good. If not, you know what died? It was your shar that died, because you're a shutif. You're a shutif. Bishlam al fi rabbi shmal. All it is yusham, it means that you figure out how much the shvarim are worth, the lesser one is your responsibility, but you pay from your house. But just you go bust the shor for your responsibility. But according to Rabbi Kiva, you actually own one of the shvarim, but shas the damage. So now, an hour later, one of the shvarim dropped dead. I can tell you know what? Sorry, your shor dropped dead. So shneim chayava means that they're both part of the chiyev. And if they're both not here, then you get nothing. Because it's saying only because you don't know which one. They're not really both part of the chiyev. They're both part of the chiyev. Which means balabatish, they're both part of the chiyuv. Which means, practically speaking, they're both part of the chiyuv. That's what it is. They're both part of the chiyuv. That's what it means. That's what it is. They're both part of the chiyuv. So, you don't understand?
No.
Shneim chayav means, not they're both chayiv. They're both included in the chiyuv. Read the Rashi. Kiva amashut v'nenu. But guf shal shar. They're both, the nizik is a shut of the guf shal shar. Hilkoch, over ashar, over niskot. Hilkoch, ki have a shneyem. If they're both here, who the machayev? He's chayev. Be less than what tavayu. Ela echor. If they're not both here, only one of them is here, you know what the lach is? You're potter. Omalei, I see raya. Avri shmol, kim no bachoy, buzu da asik bay, over echoloi, vizchus, and I'm vizchusoi. So shneyem chayava means not that they're both chayev. You need them both here to be chayev. They both, Shneim, they're both here, Chayiv. They're both not here, not Chayiv. That's the Gemara's Tarets. Shneim, they're both here, Chayiv. That's the answer over here. Now, Tosfos has a problem with this, that fear of Yishmael. We find that Shachtu, Masha, Asu, they do find fear of Yishmael, a certain idea of that there is a Shutvis, Ayin Tosfos as a Kasha Rashi, but Hadron Aloch, Parak Amaniach, Beli Neder, and Mazel Tov on finishing this parak.